standing ovation for a life well lived. Yeah. 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 Don't stop. Oh, more of a stadium feel to that. Yeah. H.W. Kendall left us at the age of 72. Dr. Henry Way Kendall. What did he do? He hunted down the quark. When is quark hunting season, anyway? And what kind of camouflage do you wear, generally? We'd ask Mr. Kendall, but we can't now. He was one of three physicists who shared a Nobel Prize for confirming that tiny particles called quarks were the basic building blocks of matter. He died while on an underwater photography shoot in Wakulla Springs State Park, south of Tallahassee. 72 years old. Quite a life. He and his colleagues won the 1990 Nobel Prize in Physics for experiments that confirmed the existence of quarks, the infinitesimally tiny packets of energy that make up protons and neutrons, which were once thought to be matter's fundamental particles. In the early 1960s, some guys in California thought that there might in fact be something smaller than the protons and neutrons. Well, Dr. Kendall proved it. Yeah. He and some guys who were graduate students at Stanford conducted research at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center using a 2-mile-long particle accelerator able to boost beams of electrons to energy of about 22 billion electron volts. You know what I'm saying? I don't. They directed the beams at targets containing liquid hydrogen. You know, when I was a kid, we had a BB gun. We shot beer cans. To each his own. The purpose was to achieve a special kind of collision that occurs when electrons hit protons at certain energies. Initial results were ambiguous, but as the three fine-tuned their instruments, the results clearly showed that both protons and neutrons contained hard, electrically charged, point-like particles that corresponded to the quarks that people talked about possibly existing back in the early 60s. Sure enough, he proved it. There are quarks. Quarks! Quarks is a term apparently borrowed from James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. I don't remember quark in there, but that's where they got the name quarks. Quark, the key building block of matter. Of course, what if it turns out they can break down the quark, huh? What happens if they can break down the quark, then what? What happens then if they find the quark itself can be broken down? That this infinitesimally small bit of energy has an even smaller component to it. What if they find out that the quark has a smaller component to it? That there's something smaller yet in the quark? That in the quark there's a little guy named God. We think of God as larger than life, humongous. But what if he's tiny? Teensy-weensy tiny. Have you given thought to this? What if one day scientists doing experiments in some linear accelerator boost beams to energy levels of 22 billion volts and suddenly go beyond the quark to what's inside that minuscule little spark and therein discover the Lord our God, a midget of infinitesimally small proportions. Sitting there on a tiny little throne, saying, "Hi, okay, you found me. I'm busted. You caught me. Jig's up. I'm the guy behind the curtain. Had y'all fooled for a while there, though. I mean, there y'all were studying the cosmos for years there, praying to me each night with your head turned toward the sky as if I was looking down at you, when in fact I was looking up at you. Yeah. Here I was the whole time down here hiding inside a quark, Which is smaller than a neutron, which is smaller than an atom, which is vastly smaller than the tiniest speck of dust. I mean, who would have thunk it? Me, God, down here. Hey! Well, what do we do now? I suppose you're all planning on filing some sort of report. Publishing this in some science journal of some sort. Meaning this science journal will become a key theological work, bringing together for the first time in a very long time science and religion, melding the two great disciplines into a single belief system. How fascinating! I can't say I'm sorry you found me now that I think about the ramifications of this. Oh, it was fun hiding out there, watching you folks struggle, but I'm proud of your diligence, proud of your determination, your fortitude. I knew I made some hard-headed folks when I made you, by golly. And you proved me accurate on that count, huh? Way to go! Now go grab yourself a cold one, and I'll be along shortly. Pardon the pun. Little God humor there. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Okay.